We talked again about how to have your walk with the Lord more enhanced. Amen. And the particular subject was praying, wasn't it? Man ought to always pray and not faint. And Wednesday night, we began to talk about that. Those three things was this: praying, confession, and studying. You know why we study? I'll tell you how, why we study. Let's look in the Bible and see. Because 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, see the 15th verse? So let's read it. Study. Say it again. Study. All right, so this is the third thing that you want to make sure that you do. Amen. Say it again. Study. The reason that we study is, read it, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's why you study. You know, you read the Bible and you feed your spirit the word of God, don't we? We read the Bible and we feed ourselves the word of God when we read the Bible. But when we study to show ourselves approved unto God. Amen. A workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. God wants you and me to be used of God. God wants to use us. He's called you to be a leader and not just a saint who is born again, but a saint who God can use. Amen. And then Wednesday night, I said another thing that you can do, you should do. You know, we want to be committed. We want to be consecrated. Okay, but this is something practical that you can do to make sure that you continue in the blessed state. What's the other thing I said aside from prayer? I said make confessions. Confession. We looked at Romans, the 10th chapter. We said, with the heart, man believes with his heart. Not his head, but his heart. It's okay, isn't it? It's okay if you see something and you know something with your head. That's all right. You believe with your heart. When you believe something, it really doesn't mean that you don't see stuff that is contrary to what you believe. You just don't look at it. I mean, you can see it, but that's not what your eyes are on. Your eyes are on what you believe. And if you can hold the enemy over there in the word of God, because you believe what God said about it, if you can hold him over there in what God said, you will whip him every time. All right? If you want to, I guess we ought to go on and turn over there. Keep your place in 2 Timothy. And go on and look at Romans 10. We'll just look again at scripture we've already covered. Romans 10 and 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For, see this principle? For with the heart man believes. It's okay to have doubt in your head. Or it's okay to see things that are contrary to what the word of God said. It's okay. That doesn't make your faith not work. As long as you believe in your heart, that's where your faith works. Okay? So situations, it's fine for situations to be different than what you believe. And let it be fine with you. Let it be okay with you for the present time, for a situation to be different than what the word of God said. Because you believe the word of God. It's okay for you to believe something and it not show up yet. Okay? It's okay. And don't get all flustered if what you see happening doesn't line up with what you believe. Amen. You don't have to believe what you see. You don't have to believe things that you can see. you don't have to believe what you feel. Because read that scripture, 10th verse. With the heart, man believes. Say it again. With the heart, man believes. See, that's where you're believing. You're not believing with your head anyway. You're not believing with your mind anyway. You can't believe anything with your feelings anyway. Have anybody told you that? Have anybody ever told you, it's okay for the devil to mess with your mind? Can you imagine how it would be spending all your life trying to make the devil leave your mind alone? Amen. Because you're going to believe with your heart. That's where you believe. You believe with your heart, and then you, with the mouth, what'd you do? Confession is made. And what happens when what you say is what you believe with your heart? See, confession is when you what you say agrees with what you believe. It doesn't have anything to do with what you think, does it? It doesn't have anything to do with what you feel or what you see, of what it seemed like, does it? As long as you're saying with your mouth what you believe, where? In your heart. See, the Bible has something to say about the devil and about the spirit, the spiritual things. The devil is a spirit. And the devil, by God, has been brought to nothing. Where? In the spirit realm. He's a spirit, but he cannot function in the spirit. He can only function in the natural, in the soulish realm. He can only come against your mind. He cannot function in your spirit. And the Bible says that what God did, he brought him to naught. Where? In the spirit. But see, God has created you alive unto God. Where? Unto God. That means as far as your flesh is death because of sin. But your spirit is life. The devil's spirit is death because he's not alive unto God. You are. See, God has delivered you, and you're not in the flesh anymore. So you don't have to ever be afraid anymore of anything, because fear only comes over there, from over there where you used to live. Romans 8. Are y'all all right tonight? Fifth verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind. Say, don't mind it, don't mind it. Say, it's okay, it's okay. Come on now. Say, it's okay. Things may not be all just right yet, but that's okay. I don't believe in things and situations and circumstances. My faith is in what God said. All right? Fifth verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Read it. But you are not in the flesh. Read it again. But I am not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Say it again. I'm not in the flesh. I'm in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if you be Christ, if Christ be in you, that means you. You are spirit. The body is dead. Say, glory to God. Say it. Say, glory to God. My body is dead. I used to live in my body, but I moved. Now I'm living in the spirit. Now, but if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Take that. I believe that in my heart. Don't try to believe that with your head. Because you can't believe the Bible with your head. Didn't you just read that? The carnal mind. See? Seventh verse. Because the carnal mind, the natural mind. See, Can't, the carnal mind is enmity, read it, against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now, look at the 10th verse. Y'all ready? Are y'all hot? Okay, read. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus, 11th verse, but if the spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in where? In you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. Say, he's in me. Glory to God. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you, through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. Amen. Praise God. With my heart. So, number one, man, I'll always pray all kinds of prayers. And number two, make confessions. Make confessions. That means intentionally speak out loud over your life what you know God has said. And since you have decided to believe what's said, what's written, same thing as said, then you are free to say what you believe. And let it be all right, whatever's in your head, or in your feelings, or your emotions. Let that be okay. Amen. You decided to walk by your evidence and not by what you can feel or see or circumstances that have not changed yet. Amen. They'll always change. They'll always change. God has some money, doesn't he? God has some money. So don't worry about whether you have money or not. God has some money. Amen. Do you believe that? Amen. Why don't you say, I always have more than I need.
I always have more than I need.
Praise God. Say it again. It feels good, doesn't it? I always have more than I need. Amen. Say it again. I always have more than I need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say it. I always have more of everything than I need. More money than I need. More anointing than I need. More joy. I always have more than I need. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got it? All right. So what you say, what are those three things? Number one is pray. Going to pray all this year. I'm going to pray all my life. Say, I'll pray all my life. Just don't ever give up on your prayer life, because when you pray, God answers your prayer. Make sure that you have some experience and make sure you come to God. Whenever you come to God, when you pray, believe, not see, not feel like. Listen, not seem like. Believe you receive. And the Bible says you shall have it. What? What am I going to have? Am I going to have what I need when I pray? Am I going to have what I want when I pray? Come on, do you hear it like this? I am going to have what I believe I receive when I pray. I'll have whatever I believe I receive when I pray.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter if I need it or not. I'll have what I believe I receive. Amen. Even if I don't need it, come on. Listen. Even if I don't need it, Jesus said, what things soever you desire. Well, brother, the Lord wants us to have our needs, not our desires. He'll supply all you need. Scripture says, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. So what am I going to have? What I need? What I desire? Not necessarily. I'll have what I believe I receive. All of it belongs. Come on. All of it belongs to Jesus, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Come on, does it? Jesus said, all that the Father has belongs to me. So it's not a matter of whether you deserve it. The blood of Jesus makes you worthy. It's not a matter of whether you need it. It's not a matter of whether you desire it. So God is not holding back, is he? You know what is the thief? I used to think that the enemy was the thief. I used to think that the devil was the thief. You know, the scripture said the thief cometh not but for to rob and to steal and to kill. You know what the thief is? Lack of knowledge, lack of understanding. Jesus is the truth. And lack of understanding can steal from me. Can't it? So is God holding back my healing from me? Amen. Does it belong to Jesus? Am I going to always be healed because I need to be healed? No. But I'll have what I believe I receive when I pray, when I feel better, when I pray. Come on, y'all are talking back to me like y'all used to talk. Come on. When I feel better, I'll have it when I pray. Did you hear me? I believe I receive it, and I'll have what I believe I receive when I pray. Everything has been made available for me. Everything that God has been made available to you. I'll have what I believe I receive when I pray. All right. So what are we going to do? Number one, we're going to pray all the time. All kinds of prayers. We're going to use prayer to watch over people. When we see something that's not right, we're going to pray over them. We're not going to talk about them. We're going to watch over them, not at them. You're going to see some Christians who are not acting right sometime. You're going to use a prayer to watch over them, pray over them. You are going to help them to remove whatever that is that's making them act like that. The Bible says that you're supposed to bear the infirmity. You're supposed to help. You're supposed to remove that thing off people. Not remove the people, but you see something, you pray and remove that thing off that person. You help bear that thing away. You help that person get that thing off of them. Because you know that that's not that person making the person do that. That's a spirit trying to mess with that person's mind. Their soul. You got it? So you pray for people so their stuff can get off their soul. If they're born again, he's not in their spirit. It's on the soul, on their mind, messing with their imagination. You got it? Now, individually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make confessions about what I believe in my heart. And that confession is how the devil leaves you. So it's okay for the devil to attack your mind. Don't try to stop the devil from attacking your mind. But you stay over there making confessions of what you believe. And it's not a struggle per se. The devil will run from you when you submit yourself to God's word. And you resist the devil. Don't struggle with him. Don't try to wrestle and get the victory over him. It's a difference between resisting him and seeing yourself trying to get the victory. If you ever catch yourself trying to get the victory, just get back over there into the victory and just resist him. See, you find out what God said. Glory to God, I believe that. And you resist the devil and he'll run from you. Don't ever try to get the victory over the devil. When you get the word, that's victory. And you resist the devil. Don't get in a boxing match with the devil. Just step over there in victory and resist him. Because what God said is victory. You step in what God said and just resist him. Just resist him. He'll run from you. Because over there, he's already defeated. Don't let him pull you over there in the flesh trying to get victory in the flesh. Get in the spirit and resist him and he'll run from you. It's not supposed to be no struggle. Life does not supposed to be a struggle. Life Your life is peace and victory. He that is carnally minded, to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded, what did it say? Is life and peace. Say it. Life and peace. When that gauge, it's a gauge. When that peace gauge gets over there, you know, you're out of bounds. You must be struggling. If it's over there, it's too much struggling. It's too, you know, if when you ever get into struggling and that peace gauge get over there, it's supposed to be on over there. That peace gauge is supposed to be there. And when that peace, let that peace be the umpire. Let the peace of God be the umpire. They say, out of bounds. And when you feel that peace going, you say, I'm out of bounds. I'm supposed to be in, hey. Get back over there in victory. Don't let the devil pull you over there out of victory trying to get the victory. Don't ever try to get the victory another time in your life. Just submit yourself to God. God, your word says this. Glory. Resist him, and he'll flee from you. Because you look the same as Jesus in the spirit realm. You look just like Jesus in the spirit realm. Amen. The Bible says, and having done all, stand. Now, he did not say, stand until you can't stand anymore. And when you can't stand anymore, just stand anyway. No, no, no. If you can't stand anymore, you can't stand. So that don't even make sense, does it? Well, what does that say? Having done all, that means since you've already overcome everything. That means having done all, there's nothing else for you to do because you already have the victory. Since you already have the victory, stand. Just resist him. He'll run. But I don't look like it. Keep the breastplate on and keep that helmet down. He can't tell any difference between you and Jesus. Just don't talk out of line over there trying to get victory. Somebody say, I got the victory forever. I have it right now. Then things, everything for this year, all year long, start looking good and better and nice because you're doing something. You're praying all the time. And when you see something that's not right in your family member, you just pray about it. You just pray one time and believe that you have received it. And once you pray, you start saying what you believe that you took care of when you prayed. Yes. Don't keep talking about how ugly they are and how they need to change and how they're not going to ever be in it. You know, don't seem like they want to. No. You prayed, didn't you? And when you prayed, God granted you the answer. Because you have authority in your family member's life. Yeah, your whole family. You can stand up and say, I believe you're going to say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And so you got authority in that house. You got authority in everybody under that roof. And now it's on. The devil trying to make you talk about what they seem like they don't want to do and everything. But you already believe. And once you get that settled, start confessing. Say confessing. It might be some mountains in your life. It might be some mountains between them and the manifestation of what you already prayed. But you have a powerful authority because the earnest, effectual prayer of a righteous man, come on, makes much power available to other men. When you pray, it makes power available for other people in your family. You are helping them get whatever is wrong with them off of them. When a righteous man pray, he make power available for everybody who he got authority in. You have authority in everybody under your roof. And when you pray, you make power available for them to help them get rid of whatever that is. But once you pray, you believe what you said come to pass. And anybody can do this. Somebody say, anybody can do this. Jesus said, anybody, whosoever will say to a mountain. It might be some mountains in your life. There may be some mountains in your friend's life, in your family member's life. It might be some stuff that's stopping them from coming on to God like they're supposed to. There are mountains in people's life that I'm praying about now. And you are the manifestation of some of the stuff somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for you. It's your responsibility for people who you hadn't even met yet. But God knows them. It's your responsibility to be faithful, to pray.
It's your responsibility to pray when you don't see anything happening. It's your responsibility to take care of your brother and your sister until they get to be all right. And when you see them walk down the aisle, you'll just say, "We've been waiting for you." When you pray, the prayer of faith. Say the prayer of faith. When you pray the prayer of faith, you are praying the prayer of calling things that are not looking like it as though they already were. And when you say it's a certain way and you don't change, if you don't change because the devil trying to make you think they're going to hell in a handbasket, if you don't change what you believe, if you keep saying what you believe about them, believe them on in. It don't matter what you see once you pray. Once you pray, it's on. Once you pray, it's on. You got evidence. You got documented evidence that anybody can do this. Whosoever shall say to that mountain, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea," and shall not doubt in his heart, it's all right, but in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said, it's going to be just like I said it. Said it'll be just like I said it. Shall believe. See, believe here. You don't believe. Believe that those things which he say shall come to pass. Say, it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. See, believe what you said come to pass. See, what's in you is greater than what's in that world. That world trying to keep your brother out. That world trying to keep your neighbor out. But somebody said greater, greater. Greater is he that's in you. And God had put a desire in your heart, and he's dependent on you to pray that thing through. He's depending on you to say something. Somebody ought to do something. That's why he has you here. Yes. Hallelujah. If you want an exciting life, take care of it in the spirit. If you want an exciting life, take care of business in the spirit. If you want your life to be exciting and every day you are looking for us, have that air of expectancy, take care of it over there in the spirit. And hold the devil over there in that realm. Hallelujah. You got a call on your life to make a difference in the world. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I give you power. Behold, I give you power to tread over." Somebody said, "Tread over." Just tread over. That means that you walk on top of it. Tread over serpents and scorpions and over all, say all, the power of the enemy. That means all of his ability. He give you authority over his ability. You know what authority over ability is? A little squirmy, little skinny policeman. Big old 18-wheelers coming down the road. A little skinny policeman can stop an 18-wheeler because authority overrides ability. And God says, "I give you authority over all of Satan's ability." You don't have to be strong like that. You just have to have the authority of that badge. And you need some power of that gun. If he don't stop, I have a right to use my power. And God has given you the Holy Spirit. And he's given you his word. And we are well able. God has given you the land, and we are well able. If God be for us, nothing, he said, and nothing shall by any means harm you. Hallelujah. Amen. Stand up to your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you may find yourself praying sometime and don't feel anything. What are you going to do? Thank you, Father, for the mysteries that I just prayed out. Thank you for the destiny that I just prayed out. Thank you for those things that I didn't even know how to pray for as I ought. I praise you, Father, for answered prayer. Glory to God. You may point your finger and say something, and it doesn't even look like it'll come to pass. But if God put it on your heart to say it, prophesy. Prophesy over your own self. I said prophesy over your own self. So you're going to have something come in your heart. Prophesy it out. Amen. You don't have to have a cloud.